Аудиозапись номер 6. Listen to the interview with Glenda Morrison, a famous linguist, and decide which of the problems given in your workbook she doesn't speak about.
Mrs. Morrison, lots of people these days speak about the rise of English. You can hear English in all the countries of the world. Is there something unusual?
I don't think so. For example, over the centuries, Greek, Latin, French, Spanish, and other languages were very important for people of Europe. At different periods of our history, each of them was an international instrument for trade, religion, economy, diplomatic problems.
True. Even nowadays people use some of them a lot. Latin is the language of medicine, isn't it?
It is. Though Latin is a dead language, we all understand that we need a world language, a sort of lingua franca.
What is a lingua franca?
It is a language people use when they have different first languages. For example, if your native language is Russian and my native language is Spanish, but we both know French, the French language is our lingua franca.
So, English nowadays is a kind of lingua franca for a lot of people in the world.
It is, and more than that, it is a real global language. People use English in all corners of the world. They use it in science and sport, in aviation, education, and in fashion, in cinema, and in medicine.
But most of us feel that our own languages are extremely important for us. We want to keep our mother tongues and to speak them.
It's a natural wish of many people. Honestly speaking, the rise of English makes our lives easier, but not all the people are happy about it. They are afraid that their own languages can disappear. They say it is like sleeping next to an elephant that is a very big animal. It is not going to do you any harm, but its size is dangerous for you.